It's time now for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North, 103.3, to encourage green thinking and green actions. My guest today is Chad Kolstad, Acting Director for the Minnesota Public Facilities Authorities. Chad is on the line. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to be talking about the Department of Employment and Economic Development today, specifically a recent announcement of almost $200 million in loans and grants for wastewater and drinking water projects in the state of Minnesota. I wanted to start with this number, $200 million, or $197.6, I believe is the exact amount. It sounds like a lot of money to me. I know that on a state level, you know, when you're talking about, you know, government dollars, big numbers can maybe not have as much impact, but this still sounds like a big number to you, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge number for us. We fund a lot of infrastructure projects on an annual basis. You know, those press releases come out every quarter, so it represents a significant amount of the work we fund, but it's still a portion of it, so it's not the full amount.
And of this specific $197.6 million, almost $60 million is coming to our neck of the woods, including Duluth, Hibbing, a few other communities as well. If we can get into the details about this money being distributed, I'm sure it's a matter of necessity. It's a matter of projects that were stated as either needing update, needing work. What specific details did lead to the certain amount of money coming to Duluth, Hibbing, and Floodwood, a few other areas as well?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of infrastructure needs across the state, right? So, you know, these projects, both water and wastewater, apply for funding on an annual basis. Usually it's for a lot of rehabilitation work. Sometimes it's to meet more stringent wastewater limits or drinking water standards. There's a lot of lead service line work going on right now, especially in the Duluth. So those all kind of come together into what we do as a ranking. And we rank those projects on the drinking water side individually versus the wastewater side individually. And then we put together a list. It's called the Intended Use Plan on an annual basis. That list kind of lists the projects in kind of priority order that plan to proceed in the next construction season. And then from that list, once they're in that funding range, we draw a cutoff every year. If they fall in the funding range, those projects are eligible to proceed and get funding through the state revolving fund process. So those are projects, Western Lake, Floodwood, Aurora, are projects that were on that list. They got plans and specifications into either the Department of Health for drinking water projects or the Pollution Control Agency for wastewater projects. They kind of went through the funding application and are ready to proceed with construction this next construction season. So the awards usually start before the construction starts. So the funding's awarded right at the start of construction.
Sanitation work, of course, ties into public health. Can you touch on the ecological and the environmental positives that come out of this, or maybe even some of the negatives that are a bit of warning flags that lead to this need?
Sure. You know, a lot of this is often Western Lakes is always doing upgrades to their wastewater treatment facility to ensure that they're being the effluent standards that are coming where they discharge. So that's always a big thing taken into consideration. Age of the infrastructure is always taken into consideration when we prioritize the projects on the wastewater side. Inflow and infiltration, you know, the more leaky sanitary sewer lines that we have in the system, as the water leaks in, the rainwater or whatever may leak into the sanitary system, it puts more of a burden on that wastewater facility. So, you know, they have to size it right to accommodate those leaky lines. So a lot of our projects are also collection system upgrades, so replacing those leaky sanitary sewer lines.
If you're just joining us, this is Green Visions. We're speaking with Chad Kolstad, Acting Director for the Minnesota Public Facilities Authority. We're talking about a recent announcement of $197.6 million being distributed for wastewater and drinking water projects in the state of Minnesota. Chad, these are grants and loans, and someone who doesn't necessarily have a mind of an economist, I kind of wonder about the differentiation of those two things. I mean, I know them by definition, but when it comes to this money, what does this mean? Is there a payback plan in place for the loan component? And I imagine the grants are, maybe dress out those details a little bit for me.
Sure, we can start with the loans. So the state revolving fund programs are set up to be like a subsidized interest rate. So they're usually below municipal market rate loans that are either a 20 or 30 year term typically. For smaller communities that have the need to extend the term, it's a 30 year term often. Those loans are paid back over the 30 years or 20 years, depending upon the loan terms of the loan, but again, at a very subsidized interest rate, often around 2% right now for most of these water infrastructure projects. If those water systems have a large debt capacity, so they have had to take out a lot of loans to complete their infrastructure work to kind of keep their infrastructure on par and working properly, they have a lot of debt service, then that comes into consideration along with their operations and maintenance to determine if they are possibly eligible for affordability grants as well. So it's kind of always looked at between loan and grant. We kind of do an assessment of that funding package as a whole and figure out what's the best fit for that community. You know, Western Lake has a larger user base, so often, you know, the cost per resident as they do projects isn't as significant versus like a Floodwood, where if they do a large project, it has a lot larger impact on the individual residents if it's costly.
And if people want to stay updated or get more information about any of these projects, where would you direct them?
Yeah, so if you ever want to know kind of what projects are on the list for funding, you can go to Minnesota Public Facilities Authority's website. So just search Minnesota PFA on that list. Once you get to the website, you can search either drinking water or clean water revolving funds, and there'll be a tab for the intended use plan. If you find that tab and click on the intended use plan, you'll see all the projects that are planning to proceed with construction in this next construction season.
And Chad, one last question for you. When it comes to construction, I think so many of us picture individuals with signs maybe diverting traffic and whatnot. That's road construction, of course, but I wonder, will this construction be in any way visible to the public?
For Western Lakes, a lot of that work is done at the plant. Some of it might be collection system work. So when I say collection system work, that's replacing sanitary sewer piping. They can do that multiple ways, you know. They can actually line that sewer pipe, so they actually just run a lot like a liner inside the existing sewer pipe, or often they'll actually have to open cut the road and replace the sanitary sewer pipe. So depending upon the situation, you may actually have some impacts to traffic and stuff because of the road restoration work that would be needed to do the sanitary sewer replacement. Similarly with water main replacement, same situation.
Well, Chad, I appreciate the time and the knowledge today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Chad Kolstad, Acting Director for the Minnesota Public Facilities Authority, about a recent announcement of almost $200 million in loans and grants for wastewater and drinking water projects in the state of Minnesota. And this is Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of the North, 103.3, to encourage green thinking and green actions.